And baby, I would be a liar if I said we couldn't get much higher.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Aprender Inglés con Resi Craig. Hello, Craig. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, listeners, if you're hoping to improve your English and bring it to the next level...
You're in the right place.
You've come to the right place.
You've come to the right place.
There's no doubt about that, because this is our 60th episode, episode number 60, of helping people all around the Spanish-speaking world improve their English. Today, we'll be focusing on the pronunciation of ed in the past simple or past participle of a word, a thing which Spanish speakers often get wrong because Spanish would tend to pronounce every letter, whereas English doesn't. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But first of all, I believe, Craig, we have some listener feedback.
Yes, we have some feedback from Anonymous, and I'll just play it. Here we are.
Hola, es un gusto estar nuevamente en el aire y we are the champions. Come on, baby. Yes. Good night tonight.
So thank you, Anonymous. We welcome any feedback that will play on the show because we are the champion. So come on, baby, send us your voice.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Come on, baby, light our fire. Send us some feedback and you can go to our webpage, inglespodcast.com. We're happy to play it on the show and we think you should practice your English and record for us.
Practice, practice and practice, because you know what?
Practice
makes perfect.
Baby,
I would be a liar if I said we couldn't get much higher.
Come on, baby, light my fire. And we have an announcement for you. In September this year, there's a podcasting conference in Manchester, UK. It's on the 12th and 13th of September. Now, I'm going... I'm not sure if Reza will be there. He's still thinking about it.
I'm not sure if I'm free.
But this year they're having the first UK Podcasting Awards. And we're asking you, if you like this podcast, to please nominate Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig for the education category. We would love to be nominated and maybe with your help even win this award. So how do you nominate us? You go to inglespodcast.com/award. That's AWARD. Award is premio in English. And nominate us. You follow the link, just give your name, your email address, and then confirm the nomination in your inbox. If you don't see the email, remember to check your spam folder. All of the instructions are on the webpage at inglespodcast/award. And thank you very much. I hope with your help that Reza and I can get to the final of the award ceremony. And I'll bring back a trophy for Manchester if we're lucky. We thank France Johnny Jalassi. I'm sorry if I've mispronounced your name, Johnny. Jalassi or Jayassi, who says, "Hello, Craig and Reza. I would like to ask something. How can I pronounce these words in the past tense? To change, to follow, to play, to kidnap, which is sequestrar or raptar, to murder, and to peek, P-E-E-K. To peek is to look quickly, da un vistazo. A peek is ojeada or vistazo, echar una ojeada. Or miradita.
Ah, to peek, P-E-E-K, not P-E-A-K.
Did I say P-E-A-K?
Oh, I don't know what you said because they sound the same.
No, to peek is P-E-E-K. K.
Not P-E-A-K. Okay, no. I wasn't sure. Because they're homophones. They sound the same.
They do. For example, the baby was sleeping, so we just peeked in the window.
Mm-hmm.
Or no peeking, sin mirar. So anyway, Franz Johnny Jalassi lives in Bolivia, La Paz, and he says he's been working like a locksmith.
As a locksmith.
As a locksmith.
To work with, as something.
With professions, remember to use as and not like. The problem is como could be either. But in this case, working as a locksmith and studying English for 2.5 years.
You mean 2.5 years.
That's right. I always follow you in your podcasts. I would like it very much if you never stop your grammar explanations.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. Please go on with your help. Is very kind of you.
It is very kind. Remember, you always have to have a subject with a verb.
It is very kind of you. Goodbye, and please continue with your podcasts. Well, thank you. We will. So your question, Johnny, the ED endings on past regular verbs. So as Reza said in the introduction, it's added to regular verbs in the simple past and the past participle. However, it can be difficult to pronounce correctly, even for advanced students. However, luckily, there are some guidelines, a couple of pronunciation rules to help you pronounce this correctly. And there are 3 different ways to pronounce the ED ending. Reza, over to you.
Well, for me, even before we get into the details of those 3 rules, I would say the majority of words ending in ED have the E as silent. The majority of ED words have silent E. For example, played, followed, stopped.
Yeah, you don't say kissed or no. Stopped, do you?
The E is silent, es muda, as you say in Spanish, in the majority.
Mm-hmm.
But not all. There are some where it is pronounced. So what about the rules? Okay, well, I'm going to start with the words where we pronounce the E in the ED. Started. The E is pronounced, just to make sure you know what I'm talking about. S-T-A-R-T-E-D, the past simple or past participle. We pronounce the E, started. Or collide, collisionar, C-O-L-L-I-D-E-D, collided. The E of the E-D is pronounced. Why is it pronounced, Craig?
Well, it's pronounced because the verbs, the infinitive of the verb, if the sound ends in a D sound or a T, then you pronounce the ID at the end. For example, want finishes with T, so wanted.
Similar to started.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And need finishes with D, so needed.
Similar to collided.
Exactly.
And can I just stop you there? Right from the start, we have to clarify something. You've been stopped. Craig's example is need. Let's spell the infinitive. N-E-E-D. And then past simple, N-E-E-D-E-D, needed. Mine was collide, the infinitive, C-O-L-L-I-D-E. Eh? My infinitive ends with the letter E.
But the sound, the final sound of the word is D.
Exactly. So collided, when we add the extra D to make it past simple, that means we pronounce that E because, as Craig explained, the infinitive ends with D. Collide, collided.
Another word similar to that is confide, confided.
For me, that is the number one most important rule to bear in mind, that those words ending in T or D, when you put the ED, you pronounce it. Because in all the other words, you do not pronounce the E-D-E.
Correct. However, there is a small difference that I think it's worth mentioning. If there is a verb that finishes with a voiceless sound, and you can identify a voiceless sound by putting your hand on your head or your throat and just feeling for vibration. If there's no vibration, it's a voiceless sound, sinvoth. An example of voiceless sounds are p, for example, in play, s for say, th for three, ch for chips, h for hello, sh for wash. None of those sounds have vibration. They're not voiced. So examples of verbs that end with the t sound after a voiceless sound are help, which is helped, box, B-O-X, boxed, ask, preguntar, which is asked, impress, impressed, and push, which will be pushed. That's one group.
We want to tell you about something we like on internet, italki.com. What is italki? Well, it's a place on the internet where you can find a personal one-to-one teacher at low cost. It's about 30% cheaper than an offline teacher. It's cheaper than a language school. It's also more convenient because you can do it when you want. You can get professional native speakers of English at a low cost. To find out about it, just go to inglespodcast.com/italki. That's I-T-A-L-K-I, italki. What's more, italki are offering a special deal to listeners of Aprender Inglés con Resi Craig. They're offering 100 free italki credits, ITCs, when you sign up for their paid service. Buy 100, get 100 free. That's like one free lesson. Craig and I want to thank italki for sponsoring Aprender Inglés con Resi Craig because we think it's a very useful site for our listeners to improve their fluency in speaking.
Now, there's another group of voiced sounds, convoth, and these are identified by doing the same thing. So feel the vibration, put your hand on your head or on your throat. And examples of these voiced sounds are the J in July, for example, or jazz or January. There's D for dad or do. There's G for give. B for baby. The for these. And N for nine, for example. And some verbs that end with this D sound after voiced sounds are pour, which is echar, to pour wine. So the past is poured. Explained, tried, robbed, required, and stayed, for example. So those are our three groups. Anything to add?
Yes, I'm not sure if we mentioned or not before, those which end in a vowel sound.
For example?
Play. Played.
So play is voiced, so that will be a d, played, played.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. Is it voiced? It's a vowel sign. I'm not sure if we'd call it voiced. Is it the same thing?
Because if you try it, put your hand here and go play, play, you can hear the vibration of the vocal cords. How do you say vocal cords in Spanish?
Cuerdas vocales.
There you go. So you can feel those vibrating if you put your hand on your throat.
Uh-huh. By the way, to do that test, it's a very sexist test. Don't shoot the messenger. It's much easier for men to identify this than women
because
our vocal cords are bigger and because we have a bigger Adam's apple.
How do you say
Adam's
apple?
Which is the fault of women, of course, according to the Bible. Don't shoot the messenger.
How do you say Adam's apple in Spanish?
Is it nuez?
I think so. Yeah. Yep.
Women have one, but men's are bigger. We call them in English, I'm talking about Adam's apple. We call it in English Adam's apple because according to the Bible, I'm only the messenger, it's all the fault of women that men have a big Adam's apple because Eve gave Adam the apple in the Garden of Eden. She shouldn't have. He shouldn't have eaten it, but he did. And it stuck in his throat. which means that men have lower voices with bigger vocal cords. So it's easier for men to detect the vibration Craig was talking about.
That's right. La manzana de Adam, la nuez, in the throat. But women can feel it too. Just go and try and feel it, girls, and you'll get there.
We're talking about the Adam's apple.
So let's go back and look at the words that Franz, I'm not sure if it's Franz or Johnny. Anyway, Johnny Franz or Franz Johnny. Let's look at the words that he suggested. Change. What do you think? Change.
I tell you what, Craig, can we test our listeners? What about if we say the infinitive, give the listeners a few seconds to try their answer, and then one of us will tell them the correct answer and see if they got the pronunciation right?
Do you know that's a very good idea? Let's do it. Change.
Changed.
Follow.
Followed.
Peak.
Peaked.
Play.
Played.
Kidnap.
Kidnapped.
Murder.
Murdered.
Excellent. Let's try some more to finish. Start.
Started.
Live.
Lived.
Watch.
Watched.
Kiss.
Kissed.
Visit.
Visited.
Laugh. Ha ha.
Laughed.
End.
Ended.
Edit.
Edited.
Love.
Loved.
Park.
Parked.
Record.
Recorded.
Well, I think we've recorded another podcast. I think we've ended.
Yeah.
Don't you?
It's time we stopped.
I think so.
And not estopped. Don't say that.
No.
It's time we stopped.
So I hope that our website will be visited by you at inglespodcast.com. You can find a way to sign up for our monthly newsletter. And we'll send you a summary of all the podcasts we record or that are recorded each month. So go there and sign up and send us comments and questions about this show to Craig at inglespodcast.com or to Reza at belfastreza at gmail.com. Or better still, send us a voice message to us at inglespodcast.com. Connect a microphone, click on the orange button and practice your speaking. On next week's episode, common mistakes made by Spanish speakers. Reza and I will be helping you to correct mistakes that are very common if you are a native Spanish speaker and translating into English. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
And it's cheerio from me.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye. The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later.